I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Show me the recovery. That's what we've been calling our series of conversations this week with people who have ideas about moving the U.S. economy forward, creating jobs, and reducing this country's large and growing national debt. We decided to take this focus this week because President Obama's Bipartisan Commission on Reducing the Debt issued its report. Yesterday, the group called it the, quote, moment of truth report, and it made some tough recommendations like doubling the federal gas tax, cutting defense spending, and eliminating some very popular tax deductions. But these are all very long-term meta ideas. Today, we decided to bring the discussion home to right here and now. In a few minutes, we'll wrap up our series with two of our Money Coach contributors and NPR's business editor to talk about what we can all do in our personal recovery plans right now. But first, we wanted to show you the recovery in two places that seem to have weathered the economic storm better than most of the rest of the country. And we wanted to talk about why that might be. First, the state of Utah, unemployment is 7.1%. That's 2.5 points lower than the national average. This year's Forbes magazine rated Utah the best state to do business in the country. We'll also show you the recovery in the city of Dallas, which one survey by the Brookings Institution and the London School of Economics ranked fourth among large cities worldwide for its economic performance. So we've called on Governor Gary Herbert of Utah and Mayor Tom Leppert of Dallas, and they're with us. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Michelle, good to be with you.
Thank you, Michelle.
So Governor Herbert, let's start with you. Why does Utah seem to be weathering the economic turmoil better than so many other, even of its neighboring states? I wanted to mention that Utah's unemployment rate is not only lower than the national average, it's also lower than most of its neighbors.
Well, in fact, you're right, Michelle. It's lower than every western state other than Wyoming, from Colorado west. So we've been fortunate. I think it's because of planning and efforts we purposely have taken. We've been very fiscally prudent as a government. We have balanced our budgets. We've been recognized as one of the fiscally fittest states in America. Still have our AAA bond rating, one of only a handful of states to have that. We've tried to, in fact, lower our taxes. We've lowered taxes from 7% income tax rate to 5%. We've reviewed our regulations to make sure that we don't have nonsensical regulations that inhibit the private sector from being creative and innovative and creating economic opportunity. We kind of follow the phrase of keep the government off your backs and out of your wallets. And so we've created a very friendly business environment that encourages entrepreneurship and the business-friendly environment that's necessary for them to be successful.
Mr. Mayor, we spoke to you almost a year ago. About this issue, and we should make this an annual get together. But at the time we talked to you, you were about to go on the road. You were traveling to a number of foreign capitals to market Dallas as a good place to do business. And I want to mention that, you know, again, as we said, the unemployment rate in Dallas is also, you know, bucking the trend. It's below the national average. I wanted to ask, to what do you attribute that?
Well, Michelle, I think you're going to hear some of the same things that you heard from the governor. The formula isn't very complicated. Jobs follow from investment. Investment goes to where it's going to be the most favorable. Here in Dallas and in Texas, you've got probably one of the most attractive and stable regulatory environments. The tax environment is very attractive, which makes it a low cost of living, low cost of doing business state. So you pull those pieces together, you see it's a pretty attractive place to do business and to attract businesses which create jobs. In addition to that, Dallas is located in the central part of the United States. It's in an ideal position for distribution of goods, for doing business to both coasts, those elements. Plus, on top of that, we think that we have looked towards the future in a lot of places in the nation where they perhaps are starting to think the best part of the story is behind them. We've continued to make investments both on the public and the private side that make this a very attractive place to live in. So not only attractive place to do business, but a very attractive quality of life.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're continuing our Show Me the Recovery series. We're talking to, you just heard, Mayor Tom Leppert of Dallas, and we're also speaking with Governor Gary Herbert of Utah. We're talking about why Utah and Dallas seem to be headed in the direction of recovery. At the very least, they've bucked the high unemployment trend that seems to be plaguing a number of other regions and states and communities in the country. I do think it's fair to point out that they're both Republicans, although Mayor Leppert, the mayor's office, is considered nonpartisan. But, you know, to that end, I wanted to ask each of you that many communities are suffering right now, particularly places like Florida and Nevada, because of the housing bubble. And many people would say that those were regulatory failures. That was due to a lack of appropriate regulatory oversight. So I'd like to ask each of you your perspective on that. Governor, do you want to start?
Yes, thank you. I think that every state probably has had some impact on the housing bubble and the crash and the subprime interest loans. I don't know that it was because of overregulation. I think it was mainly because of encouragement to give and encourage people to get into homes and housing that they couldn't otherwise afford.
Yeah, but somebody had to give them those loans, right? I mean, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but somebody's got to give you the loan to do it. So
the encouragement in the secondary market with Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae was clearly to encourage loans to people that didn't qualify otherwise. And so that was an encouragement that came from government as opposed to free market banking.
Well, Governor, excuse me, with all due respect, those are
to sell the loans.
Governor, forgive me, those are government-sponsored entities, but they are private entities. They all have shareholders, and also they had a minority of the loans that were considered sort of predatory and that were at issue here. But I do understand your point, but to that end, what do you say to that?
Well, again, I happen to come from the real estate business and before I got into politics and as a broker and developer. And I can tell you there was a time when people had to put, 20% down. They had to qualify for a loan on certain ratios. And we violated that during the subprime mortgage, and that caused this housing bubble. And again, we'll pay the price, but it's like anything else. When you make a mistake, you don't salve the wound. You take your punishment and recover. And we have glut on the market in certain areas of our state, and I know other states and cities have the same problem. It's a buyer's market now in many places, and it's a great opportunity to now buy and invest. It's hard for sellers, but the ups and downs and the business swings of the business cycle we've gone through before. And I'm a believer in the free market. If we'll allow the market to adjust, it will adjust correctly.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, what's your perspective?
I think one of the things you've got to look at, and I think you see it both in Dallas and Utah, is a much more stable economy. Clearly, the areas that you mentioned are known for booms and busts. In Dallas, if you went back 20 or 30 years ago, you would find us in that category too. But since that time, there's been some lessons learned. You have probably the most diversified economy in the nation. No area are we dependent on for a significant part of the economy. We've got a number of different areas that all contribute and contribute in significant ways. At the time, we're in some of the markets that you mentioned, real estate prices were going up 30 and 40%. We were going up 3 and 4%. Now, at times, people wanted to know why we weren't going up more. But clearly, since that period of time, we've maintained that kind of stable picture, which has allowed us, again, because of the regulatory environment, cost of living, all those sorts of things, to have performed very well. And we anticipate that's going to be the situation going forward.
And I wanted to ask each of you, though, about education, which is something that the governor mentioned. Do you need an advanced education to take advantage of the opportunities in each of your communities? I want to note that, Governor, in your state, there have been a number of high-tech companies that have recently moved to Utah or expanded their operations in Utah, which is one of the things that's contributed to significant, job growth there. Do you need an advanced education to take advantage of these opportunities?
Well, you don't need to have one. We have a lot of people who are successful, have high school diplomas, some that even have been successful, that have been high school dropouts. But the odds are that the better your education, the more opportunities that you have in the marketplace. And so an emphasis on education and training of some kind. It could be just becoming a machinist, electrician, a mechanic. I mean, there's certainly a lot of technical opportunities out there besides just your traditional college degrees. But whether it's Adobe or Oracle or eBay or IM Flash or Twitter, that have come to Utah here recently and expanded their offices. Certainly those kind of technology opportunities require some kind of post-high school training and education. So we've made it an opportunity along what we call the central part of Utah, or Wasatch Front. So we have great educational opportunities, and we think that's what the global marketplace needs, is post-high school education. So an emphasis we're placing here is to make sure that's available for our students.
And what about you, Mr. Mayor? One of the platforms has been, or one of your, what's the word I'm looking
well,
for?
Education has been one of your concerns.
We've
done here in Dallas, and historically the city hasn't been involved in it. But the reality, as the governor said, is more and more those advanced degrees are going to indicate the success of economic regions. I can give you a couple of examples. AT&T just in the space of 2 years ago moved their headquarters to Dallas. One of the major reasons that they did that was the high number, in their case, of telecommunications and IT engineers that they found in the Dallas area. That was a major factor in moving. But it also goes beyond just the technology. In the space of the last year or so, we've seen one area of our downtown that literally has attracted nearly every major financial institution name in the world today. And that, again, is because we've got the human resource base to make that attractive and to really set up a regional headquarters within Dallas that will rival most other areas in the nation. We hope at some point, too, even the areas in the Northeast. The advanced degrees are critical. Education is very important.
But you've also said, Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry, you've been quoted as saying that you don't think the city's educational system is near where it should be. And so one of the things I'm curious about is how do you sustain opportunities for people who don't already have those skills?
You continue to work on education, absolutely. And as successful as we've been, if we look out the next 10 or 20 years, we've got to be a lot better because we're not just competing against ourselves. We're competing not just to have our students compete against the students in Utah, but it's going to be students in South Korea and in China and in places like that. And if you look at our numbers in this country and compare them against some of those places, then you see how far education has to go. So while we're fortunate here in Dallas, the reality of it is we've got to get a lot better. Our nation's got to get a lot better if the sort of things that the governor and I are doing are going to be meaningful 10 to 20 years in advance.
Tom Leppert is the mayor of Dallas, Texas. He was kind enough to join us from his office in Dallas. Gary Herbert is the governor of Utah. He was kind enough to join us from the governor's mansion in Salt Lake City, despite the fact that he's a little under the weather, which you can hear in his voice. They are both Republicans. And I thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Michelle, good to be with you.